Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend with Pete McLeod and Ed Lilly. I'm Ed Lilly. Pete will be back next week. Our guest this weekend is a name that's known, I think, to just about everybody in Frederick County. Tom Dickman, he's the athletic director at present time for Hood College, and he has been a head basketball coach for decades and has a lot of friends and family. Say hi to everybody.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
And we're going to talk to him. He's retiring this June. We want to talk about his career. What is he going to do after he retires? How his kids are doing, and basketball, mostly basketball.
All right.
So we're brought to you, Frederick County Sports Weekend is brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, by J-Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and by Griffith Plumbing, Keep It Flowing. And we thank them very much for being our sponsors. I'm sure it came as a shock to a lot of people to read that you're retiring in June. What made you make that decision now?
I don't know. I had been thinking about it for a couple of years, and I don't know whether there's ever a right time or wrong time to retire. A lot of my classmates, college classmates, have been retired for 4 and 5 years, and they're like, well, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, I'll retire when I think I need to, and I think this is the right time. I'm looking forward to doing some other things. I've pretty much had the same schedule, a few changes here and there, but for the last 45 years. So, you know, I got some things on my plate that I would like to do. I like to spend some more. I have two grandchildren now that don't live in Frederick, but they're within driving distance, so I'd like to spend some time with them. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to keep busy.
Well, the first question I ask people that are retiring is, are you sure you want to retire? Are you sure you're going to have things to do? But if you've thought about it and you know that you're going to have things to keep you busy and keep you interested, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's, you know, people that say they know what they're going to do, I'm not sure they're right. And people that say they have no idea what they're going to do, I'm not sure they're right. I think it's like a lot of things in life. You just, you know, when the day comes and the time comes, you just figure it out.
Would you rule out an opportunity to coach again if the opportunity came by and you said, gee, that I could do that for another year or two?
I wouldn't rule that out. I'm not in the
looking
market.
For it,
yeah,
right.
But I still have the energy. It's just the, you know, the day, the long days. And, you know, I'd like to have some free time. Coaching, as anybody that's done any excess of that, is basically a 12-month job at the levels that I've been at Thomas Johnson and at Hood. And, you know, if it's not summer leagues or recruiting, it's something else. So, I like to just spend at least a year just seeing the other half
of
is
time,
like.
People don't understand, much of that time isn't coaching.
No.
It's
no.
Working with kids, it's working with families, it's working with the community and trying to get programs running and get assistants set up and doing all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of behind the scenes so when the lights do come on, you know, something crazy doesn't happen. But, you know, as athletic director, it was always, and I enjoyed being the athletic director, and I thought that at Hood, I described our coaching staff as like a donut coaching staff. We had some veteran coaches who retired maybe from their primary job and came on to coach at team at Hood. And then we had the 20-somethings who, you know, were gung-ho, ready to go recruit, but maybe didn't have the experience. And we had mentors to help these young people get going in their coaching career. And it's worked out pretty well.
Let's look way back then, okay, when you were in high school. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Central Catholic High School in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay, and did you play basketball then?
I did. My father was a pretty good basketball player. He went to the same high school, so I was a second generation.
Ah.
And he played a year at West Virginia University. But as I hear the story that, you know, he dropped out to get married and got a job and went in the Army. And, you know, back in the mid to late 40s, that's what people did. And so he never finished college, and I watched him do some really hard labor as an adult to raise his family. And, he liked sports, and my mother liked sports, and I was the oldest of five children. And I just kind of took to it, whether it be baseball. You know, at that time it was baseball, football, and basketball. You know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't see my first soccer game till I was 20-some years old. And I was probably older than that when I saw my first lacrosse game, which are two very popular sports now. But back in the late 50s and 60s, those weren't, you know, it was pretty cut and dry. You played baseball in the summer and basketball in the winter and football in the fall.
What position did you play football-wise?
Football?
Yeah.
I was hard to believe. I was a running back.
Okay.
That didn't last very long. I played in junior high school, but my high school was probably one of the top high school football programs in West Virginia. So there's probably a reason I didn't play much past junior high.
Where did you go to college, and how did that happen?
Well, as a high school player, it's kind of funny that the first team I ever tried out for was a sixth grader and got cut from the team. And I just...
Doesn't matter what age you're at. That's always a hard
thing. Yeah, it was hard, but I took that, and looking back on it, it was a challenge for me. So I ended up making the team the following year and the same team the following year. And then in high school, I grew a little bit and was a pretty good high school player. I wouldn't say a great high school player. And then when I graduated, I really didn't know what I was going to do. I made a couple college visits and really didn't like either of the places that I went. And then a gentleman by the name of Bob Starkey, who was a high school coach at that time in Northern Panhandle of West Virginia, he had just taken the job at Shepherd College, Shepherd University now. And so he came to my house and talked to me, and I liked him, and I really hadn't made a choice yet. And so I ended up coming from Wheeling to Shepherdstown, the Shepherd College, sight unseen. Never visited. My first day there was the day that my mom and dad dropped me off, and it didn't really make any difference whether I liked it or not at that point.
You were there.
Yeah. And so I played 4 years of basketball for Bob Starkey there. I was his first recruit because this was his first year. And
well, you couldn't have been too bad if he's recruiting you.
No. He ended up being a great coach. He's probably the winningest coach at Shepherd even to this day. But I wasn't a whole lot of help in that regard. Shepherd really started getting good when I graduated. Now, I hope there's not a connection there, but
correlation.
There probably is. And then, but I can remember in high school that I don't know, I would sit in class and doodle plays that our high school team was running, and I kept a notebook, and to this day, and this is 52 years ago, I still have the notebook. And still has the name of the plays that our coach was. And I think right then, I just enjoyed being around all kind of athletics, and I really enjoyed the coaches who I was fortunate enough to play for. So I never really told anybody that's what I wanted to do because I wasn't sure. But the older I got, my first year at Shepherd, I majored in mathematics, and I really didn't know what I was going to do with a math degree. And then I finally decided that I wanted to coach, and so I just changed my major from there and did some student teaching at Thomas Johnson.
Isn't that strange?
Never been to TJ till the first day that I student taught, and student taught for a semester there under Jay Jacobs, and Jay was the basketball coach there, and he knew I played at Shepherd, and you know every day we'd have conversations about his coaching or. You know, my playing, and we developed a real close relationship, and he, at the end of my student teaching, said that I should apply for a job in the Frederick County Public Schools, which I did. And
that's how you wound up in Frederick County?
That's how I wound up in Frederick County, yep. So that was 1973.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got three children?
I do.
And how did that happen?
Well, my wife and I... she's a couple years younger than I am, but she was at Shepherd the same time that I was. So when she graduated, we got married. That was 1974, and we settled in Frederick. And I told somebody just recently, I said, my life's pretty good. My wife, I still got the same wife, and all three of my kids still talk to me. So I don't know what's better than that.
That's pretty good. That's really good.
And so, you know, for the next, 30 years, I was the assistant at Thomas Johnson under Jay Jacobs for a year, and then he moved into administration, and I applied for the job, and I ended up being the basketball coach at Thomas Johnson at age 23. And for the next 29 years, that was my passion.
Well, I'm going to ask you, and I know you've had a lot of people that you've been in contact with, and they've gone on to coach, and they've gone on elsewhere, and they've been successful, and not just in athletics. And I know that's probably one of the biggest parts of your legacy. But I'm going to ask you, what was it like to coach Blaine Young?
This is not an X-rated show, is it?
No, you got to keep it.
I tell you what, I love Blaine. When he was like in middle school and first couple of years in high school, he just was like had nowhere to go. He just didn't know what he wanted to do, and he's gotten to a little bit of typical high school age trouble in the classroom. But he was influenced a lot by a couple of the basketball players that were a year or two older than him.
You want to name them?
Well, Terry Conley and Robert Griffin and quite a few of them. And so that's what he decided when he wanted to get serious about things. And so he just, like, I would see Terry Conley working out, and there'd be Blaine right with him and Chad Stahl. And so Blaine developed into a really good player. And he played all 4 years in high school, and then he went on and played some college basketball at FCC and went to Frostburg and got his degree.
One of the things I think that's been really remarkable in Frederick County, and I've talked about Hood a bunch, Hood's a gem. Mm-hmm. It really is. If you've never been there, you probably don't even know it's there. It's kind of concealed in that little corner over there of Frederick County in northwest Frederick City. And you built not you personally, but you had a large part in getting the new athletic center there.
Well, that's a pretty interesting story, because I was very happy in my job at TJ. You know, we were on a roll. I expected us to be, good in basketball every year. And then one day I get a call from the athletic director at Hood, and it's like December of 2002, I guess it is. And it was Gib Romaine, who was the athletic director. And I really didn't know Gib, but he asked me to have lunch, and so I went out to lunch, and he said that, this was before it was even released to the public, that Hood was going to go co-ed the following year, and the first team that they were going to start was men's basketball, and wanted to know if I was interested. And I said, Gib, I got a pretty good situation where I am now. I said, and to start a program from scratch, I'm not really interested in that. And so we've ended on a good note. And then about a week later, the president, Ron Volpe, called me. And in the meantime, after talking with Gib, the thing kept sticking in the back of my mind that, you know what, like, it might not be a bad thing to try to build something from the ground up. And then Ron came and he gave me a sales pitch on what, we were going to do this, and this was going to be a big deal. So one day, I couldn't get it out of my mind, and I talked to some really people that I trusted their judgment. And so my wife and I went over to Hood's campus on a Sunday, and I'm looking around, and I taught like a quarter mile from Hood's campus, but had never been on Hood's campus.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful campus. It's very Ivy League-like. I mean, it really is. And it's hidden. It really is hidden. And you go in there, and you're like, where has this been?
Right. And so I'm walking around the campus, and my two sons at that time had both played Division III basketball. And so I had been to, like, a lot of campuses that to go watch them play. And I'm like, you know, this is as nice as some of the other schools that I've been. So that kind of picked my interest up a little bit more. And so a friend of mine, and you may recognize the name, Skip Prosser, who was the coach at Wake Forest, he and I had been friends for 30 years and really good friends. And you know, at that time, he was at Wake Forest, and I'm just like, Skip, I don't know what to do. And he said, look, and at this, we were the same age, and he says, we're 53 years old. He says, you know, life is short. He says, if you want to do this, you just got to do it. And you know, and my wife, Kay, said, you know, you might as well try it. And so I called Dr. Volpe and Gibb up and said, you know what, I'm going to go with it. Now, again, I must say that, like, the stars were aligned right, because I was just completing my 30th year for the Frederick County Public Schools so I could get my pension. So if this had been a year earlier, I couldn't have done it. And if it had been a year later, somebody else had already had the job. So I kind of looked at it, well, this must be meant to be. And so in retrospect, it was, you know, it wasn't always easy, but it is something I would have kicked myself if I hadn't tried it.
If you just tuned in, this is Frederick County Sports Weekend with Pete McLeod, Ned Lilly. I'm Ed Lilly, and Pete will be back next week. And we're talking to retiring athletic director Tom Dickman of Hood College, who has a legacy here in Frederick County in sports and basketball in particular, and has coached a lot of players that have gone on to become coaches, teachers. And we're going to talk about that in a second, too. Brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home Team, real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing. Tom, Kay, your wife, okay. Now, you mentioned her, but I've got to imagine all those years, she had to be a huge influence in helping you get through it.
You know, she's a first-round Hall of Famer. I took my job at TJ and at Hood real seriously, and I can remember in the middle of the summertime, it'd be one of my kids' birthdays, and I'd be driving to Prince George's County with a carload of TJ players to play in a summer league game, and, you know, I'd miss the birthday, and she handled everything. And, you know, now I look back and I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if that was such a great thing to do. Yeah. Fortunately, the kids turned out all right. But she, you know, when you're married to a coach, you got to know what you're getting into before it happens. And she was an athlete of her own right, and so she knew what was happening, and you know, supportive of, you know, all our kids played sports, me being away a good bit. So yeah, she's a trooper.
Well, talk about your kids. Chad is now the coach at Hood of the men's basketball team. I know you're proud of all your kids, but then your other son, Adam,
right,
is head coach at Chestnut Hill.
Well, he's the assistant coach at
Chestnut Hill. And your daughter?
Erin is a school psychologist for the Frederick County Public Schools.
Wow.
So they've all done well.
That's not an easy job.
No.
That must have been hard for her to go through school.
She used me as a guinea pig for about 20 years, yeah. But she does a great job in that, and she is really good. She spent some time in the Peace Corps, so she's got some worldly experiences that probably a lot of us don't have.
Well, you left TJ, and literally it's a mile away, if that. Okay, and like you said, when you got over there to look at the campus, you're like opening your eyes going, wow, this is here, and I didn't know it. I mean, you're not alone. That's what I've been telling people in Frederick. If you want to go see a great college basketball game, go to Hood. Yeah. Your new facility over there is just great. It's not that new. It's a couple years old now. It's new to me still.
I think it's 6 years old.
Wow, time flies.
But for the first 8 years that I was at Hood, we never played a home game.
Right.
And fortunately, we were able to make some connections at Mount St. Mary's, at at Thomas Johnson we played, at Fort Detrick we played, at Frederick Community College we played. But a college basketball team playing like every game away from where you practice was. But we had some really good kids. We were fortunate when we first started the program. And then, you know, we had a winning team the first year that we had a team, which was pretty remarkable. And then the fourth year, we really got lucky. We got a transfer. And then we got a Jesse Gudekins, a player from Hagerstown, and we ended up going to the NCAA tournament, which to this day is probably one of the most remarkable things that have happened as far as basketball in my career, that we were able to get to the NCAA tournament in that short a period of time.
That is remarkable. You had a career winning 592 games at TJ. That's incredible. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then seven state titles.
Yeah, we just had it going. We were and probably about my eighth or ninth year at TJ. We had won a couple state championships at that time, but I was like, how good really are we? So then we started playing like DeMatha, Oak Hill, St. Anthony's, and we were playing these teams on a regular basis, and you know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you we had a winning record against them, but we beat DeMatha three times during that time, and that was when DeMatha had Danny Ferry and we played even the Oak Hill games. I think we played them to a 2-point game. So our guys just knew how to compete. So when we got into the regional tournament or the state tournament, we were pretty well battle tested by that time, and I think that had a lot to do with our success at the state tournament level.
And you've had a lot of assistant coaches over the year. You want to tell us about any of them? I know we've only got a little bit of time.
Yeah. So. At TJ, I had many assistant coaches, and a lot of them went on to be head coaches. Nick Tringale was an assistant. He became the head coach at Frederick High School. Jim Sklinkar was an assistant. He became the head coach at Brunswick for years. Bruce Zimmerman played and was my assistant for years. He became the head coach at Walkersville. Terry Conley played and helped coach. He was the head coach at Urbana and now Oakdale. And I know I'm leaving somebody out. And then when I got to Hood, Terry Conley came to Hood with me as an assistant for a year or two. And then I hired Tay Hill, who is now the head coach at Frederick Community College, and Ryan Berkey, who was the head coach at Walkersville. And Terry played for me. And I just looked within the last couple of weeks because I knew I had a lot of former players and former coaches coaching. And I just went down through the former players, either at TJ or at Hood, and we had over 30 of them that are coaching high school or college basketball.
That's quite a legacy.
And I'm like, you know what? I must have done something right if they didn't turn away from coaching or thought it was.
And they've had success too, so absolutely, yeah, absolutely, yeah, you've done something right. And you've had a lot of players make it in the college too.
Yeah. We've had good players that liked to work. They knew how to play, and I think once a couple of them had success, then it was kind of well known that, like, you know, if you go to TJ, they're going to have some players there. And, you know, and ultimately, you know, Terry Conley was a great player at the University of Richmond, and Terrence Morris was a great player at the University of Maryland. And so, but there were a lot of other players that were Division II and Division III players that were, you know, really good players. It's just that they might have been 2 inches too short or something like that. But I was blessed with really good players at TJ. And then at Hood, we had quite a few good players and good teams, but the competition level was much keener at the Division III level when I got there. There were no bad teams. We had this, and good Division III basketball. You can see every game seems to come down to a last possession.
One of the things I think that's really interesting is the synergy that you've got going, is that you have FCC looks at Hood. They're not far away. You have ex-staff over there. You have people that go to FCC, and then they're looking, maybe I want to play at Hood. Maybe I get a chance to do that. You have a lot of local players that look at Hood and do that. And you've held the local championships there. Now,
yeah,
allowed them
yeah.
to come in and share the building. And right. I think that's just tremendous for them to have the opportunity. I've broadcast one or two
right.
of those games. And it's just – it's a great place, a lot of energy in there. It's a beautiful facility. And to have something like that in a county where you've got that kind of synergy going, where you've got the area involved with it and so many ex-coaches that played for you, that must have been really satisfying.
Well, you're exactly right, because you've alluded to this and I've alluded to this. Like, I didn't realize, you know, I knew Hood College, but I didn't know what was there. And so when Kevin Kendrow became the supervisor of physical education and athletics, and Kevin was in my class at TJ, so I taught him. And so what we did was we came up with an agreement to not just have the basketball games there, but we also host the soccer championship games, the field hockey championship games, the lacrosse. So the agreement brings a lot of potential students, potential athletes, potential parents on campus that, just like you and I, this might be the first time they've ever been there. And we'd like to, you know, we'd like to show off our
you
facilities
should.
and possibly the next, you know, great basketball player at Hood College might have been there because they played in the championship game in the BB&T Arena.
Coach, well, I hope we'll still see you around. And I'm sorry, but we're out of time.
Well, you told me before this half hour goes quickly. So,
it really does. I want to thank everybody for listening in, and I want to thank you, Coach Tom
Ed,
Dickman.
Thank you.
Athletic Director Tom Dickman, and I wish you well with your retirement and hope you come back and visit us a whole bunch.
Be glad to.
And I wish everyone else a happy and joyous afternoon. You've been listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend on AM 930 WFMD, brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union, the J. Day team of real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing. This is Ed Lulley, and for Pete McCloud, wishing you a great weekend.